Offices and homes in portions of Aniak were evacuated this morning because of a gasoline leak. KYUK's Shane Iverson has more.
As far as anyone can tell, the leak is ongoing at the gas station owned by Crowley Petroleum Distribution in the Kuskokwim River village of Aniak. The leak was discovered by a Crowley Morning employee who noticed a strong gasoline smell. The worker discovered a leak of unleaded gasoline going from a tank to the secondary containment area, and he reported that he saw bubbles coming up from the base of the tank. The leak was reported to the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation in Bethel Monday morning. Specialist Bob Carlson.
The tank has approximately 6,500 gallons of unleaded gasoline in it, and that continues to be released as far as anyone can tell.
The leak is the second for Crowley in Aniak in as many months. Last March, 7,000 gallons of diesel fuel was spilled at a different tank farm about a mile downriver. All of that was believed to have been contained in a liner. Carlson says this spill is different for several reasons. For one, the gasoline spill occurring now is located within a populated area, and the fact that it's gasoline and not diesel makes it more troubling.
Gasoline is extremely volatile. It has a very low ignition point. It can be ignited with a very small spark.
It also contains a lot of benzene and other poisonous chemicals.
You don't want people exposed to those to breathe them in.
Local agencies in Aniak evacuated people from within 1,000 feet of the spill site. That evacuation includes homes as well as the post office and the Gusbuck School District office. It also included Crowley employees. The fuel distribution company told the DEC that they have contracted an outside company to handle the cleanup effort. Carlson says they hope that company will be on site by this afternoon. He says gasoline cleanups can take longer to initiate than diesel ones because the equipment is more specific.
For this sort of spill, you need what's called intrinsically safe equipment, which is equipment that will not create a spark and ignite the fumes on site.
Carlson says it's too early to know how much gas has been released. The spill occurred in a lined containment area, which is designed to keep it from seeping into the nearby ground. Carlson says his office will inspect that liner sometime later this spring or summer. For KYUK, I'm Shane Iverson.